When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One, welcome to the After Hour Sessions podcast. This is your boy D-Rock, and today I am joined by someone I'm pumped to talk with, pumped to hear her amazing story and how she got into this business, and someone who's been killing it. So I'm talking with the amazing Candy Legs. Thank you so much for joining me, Candy Legs.
Hello, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially, you know, we're obviously open to everybody, and no matter where you're from, whether in the US or across the globe, it's cool. But I always kind of feel like, oh, it's a little nice when I'm talking to a fellow like Northeasterner.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, okay. Because sometimes it's like, where's everyone's from other countries, or they're the West Coast or right. Down South. So it's like, oh, someone who's like a couple hours away. That's cool. So that's awesome. That's awesome. So how have you been? How's life / the session world been treating you recently?
Really, I try to keep it balanced, and that works for me. And yeah, sessions have been great. I'm actually going to the first time this week. So, you know, I love to different new cities.
Mm-hmm.
And meeting new people, and you know, there's people that I don't know, I'll session with that probably, you know, like somewhere that I wouldn't normally, or I haven't visited before, and you know, I'll get a fan even from like Instagram or something. Oh my gosh, you're gonna you're gonna be in my town or city, whatever. So it's cool. I like I've always liked meeting new people and getting to know people.
Right, and was that like a big, was that like kind of like easy for you to get into like the traveling part of it? Or was that, some people are natural travelers, others aren't. Was that easy or harder for you?
Well, it's funny. I never used to be a traveler. Now I could do it like, you know, because you know, you get accustomed to just how to, you know, how to book things. And, you know, sometimes I'll like rent a car, and then I'm like, oh, you know, like those little things, like I'll just, you know, my girlfriend says, she's not in the industry, but she's like, I don't know how you do it. She's like, I can't even find my way to the mall. So I'm like, but yeah, so, I do get you. Yeah. You get used to it, but I like it. It's, you know, I've never been, the one to sit at a desk or be in a cubicle, like, you know, that's just not me. I like to be free and, you know, run around. So
no,
it's a perfect job.
That's, you know, so if people listening probably have heard me say it, so forgive me, listeners, but it's, everyone has a different story, different background, but like you try to find like there's common threads, and that's one of those common threads of like session wrestlers saying like they tried it, or they just always knew they, and they always say there's nothing against it, but they couldn't do a 9-to-5. They knew like they had to get out of it, or that just wasn't for them doing that 9-to-5 right. lifestyle.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's kind of like a makeup, I think, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, and then there's people that probably do a 9-to-5 that obviously, you know, I couldn't travel like you do, you know, and we give each other credit for, you know, doing what the other one does.
Oh yeah. I always go back to, I remember watching this documentary about stand-up, and Jerry Seinfeld was in it, and this up-and-coming comic. I've done this for years, and I got friends in high school who are now bankers and lawyers and doctors, and maybe I wasted my time, and Seinfeld's like, let me tell you a story. So you ever heard, like, this like, jazz band, like, their car broke down, and they were in some, like, snowy northeast town, and they, like, walk up to this house, and they see, like, a family sitting around the table, and like there's parents and the kids, and it's a nice meal. And the jazz band looks in and they go, who lives like that? And
yeah, like the commercials where everybody's sitting down drinking, you know, orange juice or whatever, like at 7 o'clock in the morning as a family. I don't think who's running out the door here? I'm sleeping, you know, it's
right,
I go to
right,
bed late. And yeah,
right,
you're absolutely right.
Right. And there's nothing, like I said, nothing wrong, but it's the truth. Like, everyone's different. Nothing wrong if you do have that lifestyle, like, you know, everyone's family dinner table, but that's not for everyone. And it's just,
I think,
funny.
Balance is
you
key
know.
Too.
Yes, balance is key.
You know,
balance is so huge
in anything.
Yeah. And it's always tough to, I feel like we never fully achieve full balance, but there's being close rather than being too far.
Oh yeah,
from it.
Absolutely. Like I try to do, like, put time and like enough time in between my sessions so that I could, you know, make a phone call if I have to, or, you know, just grab something to eat quick, or, you know, so like it's quality, you know,
absolutely.
And, you know, like I said, and everybody just has what works for them. So, but yeah. That's me in a nutshell. No, this is me in a nutshell. Look, Kimmy in a nutshell. Okay, if you haven't watched Austin Powers, you think I Okay.
No, so let me ask you, like, the million-dollar question. How did you find out about this world of session wrestling?
Funny you should ask that. No, so it was... I was doing camming, and I had gone on a couple different sites. And actually, it's funny because every site that I was camming on, I'd have like someone that kind of like, I don't want to say like took to me, but like, you know what I mean? So like one time I was on a camming site, and one of my fans said, you should try out, you know, her biceps, because it's, you know, like he was doing me a favor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I went on there, and I had, private or whatever, how they call. And, it was someone that we were like talking and hit it right off, like the bat, just like we connected, like, you know, friendly, whatever, asked me questions. And he said, have you ever tried sessions? And I said, no. And like, you know, he had been doing session wrestling and stuff, and his name is CJ. And from there, it was history. The rest is history. You know what I mean? Like, that just, I decided to, you know, and he said, you know, how an amazing girl it is. The girls are amazing, you know, and that I'd be good at it. And I grew up as a performer, so I'm not shy. And yeah, that's how, actually, so, and I was talking actually to him last night about my first session. I remember, I don't remember the actual date, like date, but I remember exactly, you know, where it was and what it was. And it was just, the rest is history, but I am so thankful for that private that he brought me into.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I know CJ, good friend of mine too. And, I, cause to me, like, obviously, for any of us, like, we can look at hindsight and be like, yeah, I took that chance. But, you know, you didn't know CJ. So I guess what about him made you say, all right, I'm going to listen and like, trust this person.
I know, you're right. Like, 'cause here I was, I never
right?
saw you before. And here I'm like listening to someone I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, the first, you know, the conversation we had, it was like he was interested in me, you know, like finding out like just about like, you know, like, you know, and he was really cool. And I don't know, we just connected. He's like a part of my life now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the, you know, our relationship, you know, so to speak, it's, I don't know, we just clicked. And I actually did tell him this. And I said, and we laugh / cry about it sometimes, but I said, I think my mother brought us together in some weird way.
Mm.
So, yeah, she knew somebody needed to be looking out for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, he's just a great person, great personality, caring, just always, you know, trying to help people. I just, yeah. So whatever, it was fate that I took that chance on somebody I didn't know.
No, that's awesome. And I think you're right. It's fate, it's spiritual, but you know, one thing I also heard, and that's what I think is important, no matter in anything, is from what you say. And I know CJ, so I know it to be true as well. He saw you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a balance that I kind of want everyone, I guess all around, when it comes to, we'll keep it just to like session wrestling, but for the people who are paying for sessions or paying for clips, yes, you might be attracted to them, or you're in, this is your kink or whatever. That's cool. But never lose the fact of, number one, the people who you're paying to see, whatever, they're people. They're not objects. They're a person first. And I guess it can go the other way too.
That, I was just going to say that,
you know,
and that's, it goes both ways. Yeah. Like I like to at least take a few minutes, you know, and make somebody feel calm. I mean, they're meeting me for the first time. Usually they're the nervous one. So
yeah,
like, you know, and, just show them my personality and, you know, whatever fetish it is, or, you know, but I am a real person and you can feel comfortable with me, you know.
Which, it's funny you say that. It may be something just popped into my head, because I'm not sure how long you've exactly been like doing this around. Like,
I think I want to say 2 years, a little bit more, but it's funny. I'll tell you a little bit about my background, if you want to know.
Yes, absolutely.
But just how everything just went from 0 to 60. It's great. Like, you have to put the work in. Like, a lot of people, even, you know, like with, they're like, well, I should do this, or I should, you know, sell photos of this, or, you know, I put my feet. And I said, anybody can do it if you want to do it. However, the hardest thing, and, you know, and this is actually, I guess, to show everybody how, you know, it is hard work to get here. Someone that's just like, I'm just going to say, lives down the street, whatever. Okay. The thing is, you have to have places where you can promote who you are and get to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part. It's like, okay, now what? I have this website, Eclipse, like, if I just started a clip store, nobody knows me. So the hard part is doing the work and getting, you know, getting your name out there. And obviously, like, I mean, you don't want to put it on your personal, social media, or I don't, but what I'm saying is, so it's like, okay, how am I going to get myself known? And so that's where the hard work goes in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the grind of it. That's self.
And that's where Session Girls is a meet. Like, I remember I talked to Jennifer the first time. I was like, I'm going to sound really corny right now. I go, but like, you changed my life. And I like never even met her before. I mean, now I love her. I've met her like, you know, multiple times, and she's just great. But like, it's just the world and the network is just amazing.
Yeah. I have said that to Jen too. That I don't think, I mean, it's hard for any of us to know the reach we have and stuff, but I'm like, not just like you as a session wrestler, the lives you've changed for the people like who session with you, but mm-hmm. creating this website, I go, you've impacted so many like producers, session wrestlers, fans who, even if, say, Jen, you're not their favorite session wrestler, without your site, they wouldn't have saw their favorite session wrestler. So the impact, it's very like, which I know she probably, because she's a humble person, doesn't even realize like how many lives she's changed for the better.
Right. Yeah. And it, she's just so, I can just picture her. She's so cute. When I see her, she says, "Hi, Candy Legs." I was like, come over here and give me a hug, because I just love her so much.
No, she's the best. She's so cool. Yeah. She's awesome. Yeah.
So
something you said that, you know, I maybe I have asked it, so people listening, forgive me to other people, but like, when you were talking about like, hey, like, you seeing the person who's coming to do a session as human, and like, they're nervous, like, How has that been? Because like you said, you had to, you're grind, you still are grinding and working hard to get yourself out there. But when people are like nervous because they're like, wow, I'm meeting Candy Legs for the first time, or like, does that, have you gotten used to that where people are like nervous to meet you? Like,
Well, I mean, I'm used to all the autographs. No, I'm joking. I do wonder, it's funny because you do walk around in your regular, or when you're not working and go to the grocery store, and I'm like, people actually, I think there was somebody. Oh, yes. I was at an event, and I was at like an MMA event, and someone had emailed me, and they were like, I was with a bunch of friends, and he said, I didn't want to bother you. He goes, but was that you there? It's like I saw you in the flesh. He was like, you, and he actually like, said, you look good in your outfit, whatever. But do I mean, yeah, I'm just, I don't like, I like to, if somebody's nervous or whatever, I'm like, don't be nervous. It's just me.
No, because I have been, my first session, I was into this years before. My first session was 2012. And as time's gone, I'm better with it. But definitely early on, and even still now, like through the podcast, a little bit different. But my session with someone for the, I saw Des Desire for the first time last
Oh yeah,
year.
she's awesome.
Yeah. And it's still like, wow, this person, like you've seen them on clips or on events or and all these things. And like, wow, you're face to face with them. And it's different because I think people would not associate, oh, like I'm not gonna, I don't know the word, is celebrity, but like, or fandom with it, but like there is a little bit of like, whoa, like this person's
No,
right
you're
here.
right. And we, I mean, I think we're all pretty humble, like, you know what I mean? But we kind of are in a certain sense. And I don't, and I say that, with humbleness. But yeah, I mean, it's when we when we were in Vegas and we all went, it was like five of us, and we went to get something to eat. And like, so instead of one, you've got like five of us all together. And some a couple of, everybody's like looking, and it's great, I mean, in a good way, like, who are they?
No,
So,
I don't know if it's hard, like if you think about it, because it's like, yes, you're going for that goal of, hey, building a fan base and people wanting to see you, but because this is not in the mainstream and it's niche, it's like, in your own way, like, because celebrity is a broad thing. You don't have to just be in the mainstream. You're like being a, you're a celebrity to people, and it's like, I don't know. I wonder for yourself and others what that must feel like
it
to
feels
kind of have it.
good because I will tell you, it's funny why this is like the perfect place for me to be. I grew up and I was a competitive dancer, and I was it was my first recital, and I was like five, and I was so nervous. And I got on the stage, and I got off the stage, and I said to my mother, "I can't wait to get back on that stage." And it wasn't about being in the spotlight; it was about, like, I was entertaining people. I was, you can't see anybody out there, right? But you're just having fun. And so I did that, and then I always, like, I taught group fitness classes. So, and again, not to be, oh, I'm the, but it was, I felt, well, listen, everybody couldn't get up and act. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm just, but so not to be like the spotlight, but yeah, you cut, like, I do enjoy kind of being the one that's entertaining people. So now you bring in fitness with entertainment, when you get the clips and stuff too, and role play fetish stuff. And I'm like, everything that I've done all my life has just like made the, and it's so great for me to be in this position right now. It's what I want. It's what I've wanted, and it's perfect. And I couldn't be more thankful.
And the thing is, I mean, it's different than like, if you were like in movies per se, like, but it's also you can, you have control, which a lot of like people in like mainstream celebrity technically don't. with like you control your hours, you control when you want to travel, you control if you're putting out a bunch of you own your clips. You control if you're putting out a bunch of clips now or then, hey, I put out a bunch this month. I'm going to chill the next month because I put out a lot. Like, you also have that control. It's easier for you to be like, you know, and obviously this is hypothetical because we all love you and want you to keep going. But if you're like, I need to step away for a little bit, you can step away for a little bit. Like, it's for that balance, as you talked about, this is more conducive to have that balance. But you're still known and entertaining people.
Thanks. I think in any job, like, you can't burn yourself out. I know. But I think, yeah, you know, you're right. But, you know, everybody just for sanity needs to have balance, you know, even if you need to step away from the desk for 5 minutes, you know, get different scenery for a few minutes. If you have to work overtime and stuff, it's just healthier for your mind.
No, and I just say that because you are 1,000% right, but it's we, at least in our society, it's built the opposite where you have to work
rush.
Yeah, you have to work at achieving balance. The natural thing is to just keep going.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's hard for me. I keep going. Like, I mean, this is, I got to tell you, you should feel honored because I don't sit down. so I'm whether it's, you know, doing stuff around my house or, you know, on my computer or, you know, I have a studio here now. So like, you know, filming or whatever, setting up sessions, but like, I mean, once in a blue moon and, last night, actually, I put my computer to the side and I'm like, I'm just going to watch TV for a few minutes. Like, you know, so yeah, but, it's hard for me to sit still. I'm always thinking of what I could be doing.
No, I must. It's got to be. And I mean, and this is also the pressure of, you know, because you guys, all of you are, you know, you're performer, but also like your business owners. Like, this is your business. So it's hard because, like, that's cool that you are in charge of it. But it's also like, yeah, the buck stops with you. So it's like, you know, how much you're putting into it is, you know, how much. And I have this conversation off air with people a lot of times about like, hey, you know, you're thinking about doing more, like the few clips you have, like you're really good. Like, you know, you do more clips or if you go on here and hey, some people are natural self-promoters and others aren't. But it's like, yeah, it's kind of like just like I know for the podcast, like how much I put into it. Promote it and there's no one to blame but myself, like, you know, so it's a lot,
right? And you know, a big thing too is even though we all are technically, you know, like you said, it's our own business, but what's amazing is that like I find like all the girls that I work with, you know, it's we're all so happy to meet each other, so you know, we work well together. And, you know, like I said, even though it's our own sites or, you know, whatever, but like all the girls have just been so, everybody's respectful. Like, I mean, this is, you know, from my experience, and that is so good too. Like to like the people that you're doing clips with or content with or sessions with is huge. Did we get
absolutely
broken up? Oh, okay.
No, you hear me?
Yeah, I thought there, I couldn't hear you for a second, but
cool.
So it really is good because the community is like, even the producers, you know, everybody's just so down to earth and, you know, like I said, respectful and also professional. It's just great. Like it's a great community.
No, absolutely. It is. And that's the special part about it. And I guess for me, I'm curious because you I believe you have a bodybuilder background, like you have an athletic background, and you're definitely very, you know, athletic and strong. So what are some of like the big requests that you get for sessions, like your more popular requests, like the types of sessions?
I get people like, well, my legs. Okay. So like, scissor, like, you know, a head of scissors, stuff like that. And, you know, oiling up my legs, which is great. You know what I mean? Flexing. Let's see. What'd you say? What's the most request? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much just like just being around a muscle girl, like, and just enjoying the time and flexing and like, you know, I don't do competitive wrestling. I, you know, I'll do semi-competitive and fantasy and stuff like that. So I get a lot for that. And my fans and session guys are awesome because they've seen me grow well. So they have fun with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
In wrestling. So that's always good to hear. Like, you know, wow, you didn't have that move, you know, the last time or something like that.
Right. Because you didn't come with a wrestling background. So have you kind of trained a little bit or?
Yeah. So I have a boxing background. I used to teach kickboxing and it's funny because I remember one day I was like, I've taught kickboxing. I was like, you know, but if someone wants to just stand there and not fight back, and the two girls I was with look at me and they go, beat down. So like that's kind of one of my specialties.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, damn. So the beat downs are like always fun. And so I did not have wrestling background and what I started doing, but it's funny because my schedule and traveling and everything, I wanted to take jiu-jitsu, but I do private with my trainer.
Right. Oh, okay.
And so he's helped me out like so much. And, you know, I've definitely learned so much from him and I don't even go all the time, which I wish I could, but you know, I box, but yeah, my background is I did bodybuilding and I did a powerlifting meet.
Oh, okay. So a lot to unpack with that. That's really interesting. I'm interested in how, like, now that you're starting jiu-jitsu, how does that compare to is boxing still your first love, or do you kind of wish you would have done this
earlier? Boxing comes, well, I wish I had done it earlier. And so, because it's funny, everybody knows that, I'm not a closet Karate Kid and Cobra Kai fan. I am very open about my obsession with Karate Kid and Cobra Kai.
Awesome. So
but I was dancing, so that was a thing. Like, so it was probably hard for me to do both back then. I don't know, but boxing definitely comes more natural. But I do love, you know, I love the BJJ too. So hindsight, I would have trained in MMA, but you know, so that's why I see like younger girls or even younger, you know, boys, you know, kids or whatever. Like when I go to the boxing gym, like I love looking at the kids because I'm like, they're starting now. Mm. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I love doing both of them. But yeah, boxing comes a little more naturally to me.
Okay. Okay. No, that's. That is so cool. I'm honestly the same boxing I did, you know, more of growing up. But I do wish I would have jumped into, you know, amateur wrestling or BJ. I've tried BJJ a little bit. I have to get back into it. I did stop, but I wish it would have come into my life earlier, but I'm still boxing is what comes more natural for me.
And the funny thing is, WWE, like, you know, we'd get it on pay-per-view when I was a kid. And I was obsessed with China, the wrestler. Like, in other words, so
of
I'm
course.
Surprised that I didn't get into it at an early... But again, I was busy doing fitness stuff. You know, that took a lot of my time and, you know, my other competitions. So, but what I will say, shout out to the session guys. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I loved that I did physique competitions. I love that I did, you know, powerlifting. But what is priceless is in the session world, you are not judged for what you look like. You are, or, you know, they love what you look like. They're not judging you. You're, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You're getting
yes.
respect for what you look like. You're not getting compared to somebody else. That, to me, is priceless. Mm-hmm. To have a man judge me as a judge, you know what I mean? Nothing against you, but like, worship, or you know what I'm saying? Like, worship and acknowledge the hard work and just at whatever, you know, size or it, that's just, it, it's a great feeling. Say that to the session guys. Thank you.
No, I'm glad you said that. And I'm glad you felt that because, I'm not like a, you know, I don't have the numbers or a sex therapist. So some people I can say for this kink when session wrestling, I think I can speak for my own self, even as a man, it's done tremendous stuff for body positivity and feeling like, and I don't
Absolutely.
Know if I would, I can be honest, like I would hope I would, but I'm glad I didn't have to go through it where I would be mentally with my own body if I hadn't joined in this community.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a great point. That's a great point. And it's important because even I feel like session guys have like their type, quote unquote, which like everyone has a type. All like, I feel like most everyone has a type in just in life. Right. But I do feel like it's not disrespectful, even if like, hey, I think some guys, they're open to talking to other people like who maybe aren't that type, but it's not like, it's not nasty if like someone isn't their type either. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nobody judges or compares or anything like that.
Yeah. Which I think is like really cool. Like it's really awesome. No. So you did boxing, which is awesome. But what
I
got
taught
you
boxing.
Into,
I was so excited.
Yeah, that's true. You taught boxing and kickboxing. You've done a lot. But what got you into bodybuilding and powerlifting? Which are two different things, I know, but what got you into that world?
Actually, so speaking of, you know, body image and stuff like that, so I was like really right in I don't know, junior high school, whatever. And I picked up a magazine. This everybody listen, all the guys remember the magazine or whatever that made them like muscle girls, right? I love asking people that story, you know, and how they get into, you know, liking to wrestle women. So I picked up a magazine. It was Muscle and Fitness Hers. And there was a picture and she had it was I forgive me if I say her name wrong. It was Lena Johansson.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It was you didn't see her face, but it was like her in these black shorts, hamstrings. She was holding two dumbbells. And I was like that. And teaching myself, but I became a trainer actually, but I started teaching myself. And again, like I loved the look and the feeling of being fit and strong. And I don't know what, like, I think I always wanted to do a competition. And I think it was probably just a matter of, like for, you know, cause it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
So when the time was right, I signed up and did my first one and I won.
Wow. You won your first one.
I did. And it was funny because it was like, it's always happens. That's like funny when you're with me. So like, but I was, my friend went there and the guys were on and had, you know, I said, well, my hairdresser was doing my hair. I said, well, just, you know, text me when I should leave the hotel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden I get a text that says, oh my God, like you're going on in 5 minutes. Literally.
Wow.
I pull up, my hairdresser just parks my car there. I'm running. The guy's going, where were you? I said, I was waiting to whatever. So I thought I had like an hour to go. Putting my pin, I can't even lie, putting my number on as like, I'm not going to say he's pushing me, but it was in a funny way, pushing me on the stage. The first call outs were like a blur. I would, because I was so like, you know what I mean? So then after the first, the guy who was working the backstage says to me, you're not going any, no, he goes, everybody meet back here at 5. You're not going anywhere. He started laughing. And so I got, so I, you know, I left, so I came back something like a jewel fell off my bikini, my spring. And I'm like, oh God. But you know, it's like when something, everything goes wrong, it ends up being like something happens right. And I got out there and I won the, I won my division and then I won the overall because I did masters as well.
Wow, that's incredible. That's an incredible story.
And it was like a shit show of a day.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. It was like, everybody meet back here at 5 and you're not going anywhere.
But you know what? Sometimes I'm, and I don't know if this was how you felt that day, but when everything kind of it feels all chaotic, it takes your mind off of like, oh, it's my first time and I'm doing like the nerves, because you're just like, you're like, oh man, this went wrong, that went wrong. So you're like, I'm just showing up and whatever happens, happens. And then
yeah, I'm like,
it turns out good.
They're not looking at the jewel that fell off.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing for my powerlifting. It was like, I actually won mass. I thought that overall, you know how you have to pose again for bodybuilding?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, so I was like, I don't want to do that. But my coach was like, no, they just do overall, you know, lifts and the weights. So I go, all right, put me in for the overall. So I ended up winning that, which I was, that I was shocked. I was so like amazed that I won that for the powerlifting. However, one of my squats, and my friend was like, I don't even know how you made that happen. So you're supposed to wait for the guy to say, you know, squat, you know, you can't just, you're not supposed to like, or, you know, do the bench. You have to wait for their cue. So I get the weight, I back up and I go halfway down and then I come back up and I go, oh my God, I'm sorry. He started laughing. He goes, a squat. So basically I did like a rep and a half of my max weight.
Wow.
So my friend's like, how'd you get back up after going like halfway down? But yeah, so it's always fun. I have fun with things, you know? I mean, it's what life's about, is just having fun, enjoying what you enjoy. And yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, now you know why people like session with me, because I'm so much fun. No.
I get that. I'll be honest, knowing I, you know CJ and from day one, and I've gotten to know him a lot, a little over the past year. And, you know, I'm just like, you know, because I do a couple other podcasts and I work full time. So sometimes, and there's no excuse, it's just like scheduling or like, man, I need, like you said, a break. But he's always like, you got to get Candy. Like, she's so fun. She's so, and I'm like, no, I want to. So trust me, everyone knows that because of number one, who you are. And number two, the people who know you are saying like how awesome you are.
Like, and I take that to heart. Somebody will be like, your biceps, now they got to get bigger. Like, when somebody says like, thank you. Like, I appreciate that because I mean, if you're not good on the inside, what's the matter? You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. And I think
so. I know we've been trying to get together to do this podcast for, I think we reached out like a couple months ago and, you know, just schedule. So I'm happy that we finally, this is great. Thank you.
Oh, no doubt. I know because schedule timing and everything. So I definitely want to have you back on, but I got a couple more questions. Main one is hearing that you are a Karate Kid / Cobra Kai fan. you gotta give me as much, like, were you always a fan, and also what do you think of Cobra Kai?
Okay, so I was always a fan. I'm my little thing, if people don't know about me, is I am a movie quoter person, you know what I mean? I will say things, my sister and I know what we're talking about, like, so we'll quote a movie, but, and nobody knows if they didn't see the movie, but, so I just enjoy that. So anyway, so yes, Karate Kid, I loved forever. And then when Cobra Kai came out, everybody was telling me about it, and I only really time I watch TV is when I'm working out in my studio. Like, I'll go on my bike, I'll put it on, whatever, but, with Cobra Kai, I love it because everybody comes back and they have, you know, if you watched all the movies, things come back, even like, you know, quotes or, you know, things that they did, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So Yes, and it honestly, like, I feel like it gives me motivation to fight. I mean, you know, not to fight, but
no, I know what you mean.
To just throw some random person at the wall. No, I'm just kidding. It does. It gives me motivation, and what motivates me when I'm fighting isn't negative thoughts. It's actually the opposite. I think of how strong I am and how powerful I am. Not like, oh, I'm, you know, mad at my boss or something, you know, like I'm just saying that, as an, you know, and I'm going to take it out in my boxing. I think of like, hey, you know, I'm getting motivated, and I picture, you know, people cheering me on. That's what I think about when I'm in my lessons. I was going to say, it's like comical to see him not the, you know, at the top, and he plays a good part like that. And he has the comedy to it. You know what I mean? Even like when he's like Googling, you know, anything, cause he, you know, he's like, I don't know how you use this thing, or, you know, and then Daniel kind of like a little bit of payback. And then I think there was one time where he was like, oh, they were out for drinks, and he's like, do you want another round? And he was like, when I went another round with Daniel, I ended up with a foot in my face.
Yeah.
So oh, like, that's goodness. Why, you know, and I love it. Like, so yes, I am a Cobra Kai karate nerd.
That is amazing. I love that. That is so cool. I think it's the right time, but I'm a little sad that this is going to be the final season for it too.
Yeah, when is it coming out? Do you know?
I think, is it the September or?
Because no sessions are going on in September. Because I gotta be ready for Cobra Kai. No, I'm joking.
I tell you what, September, I think it's September.
I gotta Google it, but yeah, no, I really enjoy it. I don't, when I watch something, I'm very picky about what I watch, so I don't find a lot of things that I like. But yeah, I love that. So yeah, ask me other questions. I love answering questions.
yeah, no. Okay, so what's your favorite? I know it's hard to give one. I mean, some people do have one, but give me a few favorite movies since you're a movie buff, like, and I am too.
Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
They're going to be all like the ones that I like and quote all the time. So Dirty Dancing, Karate Kid. I am going to say that I love Titanic. I know.
Wow.
And Grease.
Oh, you're a softy here.
Yeah. So I like I'm not into like horror movies.
But, me neither.
Why? What kind of movies do you like?
I'm a comedy, and like, I'm a little, so I got like some of like the inspirational. So like, I like comedies, and I like like a Remember the Titans or Rudy.
Like sports ones, yeah.
Yeah, I like those a lot too.
I like them too. This is just my, if you said like, you know, if something's on, I'll always watch it. Like, I'll always watch Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is one of my favorites. That's in my top 10 for sure. I love Forrest Gump.
Wait. Because CJ, if he listens to this, he's gonna say, "Why didn't you say your other two favorite movies?" So this is for him: Wedding Crashers and The Hangover.
Yes.
He's like somehow in my mind right now, like saying, "Make sure you say those." So those are fun too. So I just don't like the romantic stuff.
No. I might say the two best movie experiences, like, or at least the funniest. Like, well, I'll say this: The Hangover was the biggest. Best surprise I ever had at a theater, because like people now know it, but people forget when it came out, the trailer, it was kind of like, it was interesting but confusing, because you're like, Mike Tyson's in it and something happened in Vegas, but you don't know what happened.
Oh, it's just so, but it's so many, and there's so many lines I'll quote all the time from it.
Yeah. So
it's a classic.
It is like, it's one of like my fate, and it kind of like helped to boom Vegas. People don't even really give it credit. Right. Like, it gave Vegas like a little boom thing, but The Hangover, mm-hmm. I will watch that all the time. Like, me and too. Wedding Crashers, both yeah. are just great. Both
I
are
love
great
those too, as well, for a comedy.
Okay. No, you got some good movie. Yeah, Forrest Gump might be the ultimate like rewatchable, Like, no matter what part you're at, you're gonna sit there and
I
watch
feel like
it.
everybody likes Forrest Gump, like no matter what kind of genre you like, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll be honest, and people may get upset, but I'm gonna be real. That's one of those movies where if I meet someone who doesn't like it, I'm kind of like, what's up with you? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, you don't have to love it, but you can't like dislike it. Like, it's Forrest Gump. I mean,
Come on, be nice.
you know what I'm saying? This is Tom Hanks at his best right here, man.
Exactly.
Like, you gotta love that. But no. Okay, so how much of being a movie fan, natural entertainer, because there's a difference. I mean, sessions and clips, you're trying to entertain, but there's a difference, I feel like, from doing a session that's a one-on-one intimate thing than to perform for that camera. So how did this love of entertaining, love of movies, did that kind of help you when it came to creating clips?
I mean, I always, like I said, like I just always like to entertain. So it comes like I work better off of like an idea and not, and then I can run with it rather than, okay, like these are the words you need to say. You see what I'm
Gotcha.
saying?
Yes, yes,
So,
yes.
all right, you know, so like the idea is, or, you know, behind this clip, I actually just did one where my sensei tickled my feet. And
Wow, okay.
I was, you know, you gotta check this one out though. And I was like, you're not my sensei anymore. You broke my trophy. Like, I got disqualified. And he wasn't having that. So my sensei, when I went to leave, he had me and he was tickling my feet. So I think I need to get back at him.
I think
But
so.
yeah, so I'm better off like this is what we're gonna do it about, but I just come up with stuff like on the, and then the person I'm filming with kind of just go, and I'm like, a lot of the girls are really good with that. Like with me too. Like we just, here's the idea, but we just, the chemistry just works and whatever kind of clip we're making, it just flows.
No, I do relate because even like what I'm doing with you right now, but I don't really like to have a question, like there's never like question one, two. I think I did it once because someone asked me to, but like I like to like I look up like I know about a person, and then I kind of just flow and what I go off of what you say. So I'm with
Right.
you. Like I like an outline maybe at most, but I struggle with like question, like word for word, this is the qu or word for word, this is the script. Like I like it to be
No,
like.
because it's more natural. You know?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go. Two more questions.
Yeah. So, well,
I
for
have
me,
to go on Family Feud. No, go ahead.
no. For me, I guess the main one is, you like looking at like your clip store and like for sessions. We won't go for like the future, but for upcoming 2023, what are some goals or things you want to try? In as far as the session world, when it comes to candy legs.
I want to keep probably just getting better at, or, you know, and getting my skills just better and better for my sessions, so the guys get to, like, you know, put more strength against me, and they, you know, they're always respectful, but like they kind of get a kick out of when I was like, no, go harder, come on, I've been taking class. So that probably for sessions, and you know, just keep getting strong. Like I just keep getting stronger, and you know, just like, you know, stay or get, you know, even bigger for, you know, my flexing for my sessions and stuff like that. Because I know, you know, I want to make them happy. And let's see. And I'm open, you know, I'm pretty open to a lot of things. And then let's see, for clips, I think you're going to see a lot more of my feet. And I do want to do some more just like straight out flexing clips for the bodybuilding fans. But I'm like, you know, I like doing a mixture because number one, I hit different audiences, but also that's the personality in me that I like to change things up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah, but you're gonna definitely see more of my feet. I got a couple more like camera props, so that will be useful. And yeah, I'm open to anything. But yeah, I
No,
love it.
no. So the
What
just
would you like to see from Candy?
Oh, okay. Well, me personally, I love, I'm a big lift and carry person. And for the one film, you did a film with Jackie,
Yes.
like a sex wrestle kind of thing. So I like it where it's, I like that. I like lift and carry, but if it's like lift
My
and
sex
carry.
wrestles are my are people love them. So yeah, I
Yeah.
can I like to incorporate, and people like to see me with someone who's like a little bit smaller than me that I can lift. Like the mixture goes with Tatiana Steele. That is like people are like they like the differences. You know what I'm saying? The blonde, the brunette. Fit, must you know, like fitness, and then bodybuilders. So like a lot of they like that,
Right. So
the
I'm in that.
contrast.
Yeah, I'm in definitely always like the sex wrestle, like the oil sex wrestle. That's always a big thing for me. And that, like, yeah, that contrast. But like, it's not, I mean, I do like a lift and carry video, but it's like it could be mixed into the wrestling. But like, pretty
Right.
much like you overpowering or you're stronger than that opponent, and you're showing it, like you're flexing, but not the traditional flex, but you're flexing that
Right.
strength, you know. That's always really cool. Just for me, for D-Rock, but you know,
Well, maybe G Rock will, get that video. Maybe I'll get that video out for
yeah. Or you know, definitely. Or hey, I'm down. We haven't. I got a session with you. Like I said, I know you're in the Northeast, so we. It's not crazy. I know, and I'm always talking with CJ, and me and him meet up, so we definitely can even meet up in person too. Just to
Oh
say
my God, I
what's
would love
up.
it.
So like that would be really awesome. But no, I you do amazing content. I'm not just saying that. I love someone with diverse, you
Thanks.
know, content, and you do a lot of different, and you're a great collaborator, so your page is cool, but when you're with CJ it's great, or when you're with Hans it's great. So like you're a great collaborator. Like, you're someone, it's like kind of like in music, it's like, oh man, like this great art, like, you know, listen, rap, it was like this person has great hits, but when they're featured on another song, they're great too. So it's like, which one's
Oh my
better? So,
gosh, I was just telling CJ about Morgan Wallen because I'm a country music fan. And when you talked about like different, so two different or collaborating. So I think it was Lil Durk, but so I go, you have to hear this song, and it's called Broadway Girls, and it's got a little bit of rap and it's got a little bit of country. And he was like, oh, I'm liking this, So you're right though, when you mix things and you collaborate with people, you just get that much better.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's good already. You're opening up to a new audience, but it's like, yeah, you're diversifying, and you take some things from someone else, and they'll take some things like lessons from you, and yeah, you do get better. So it's great for the great content, number one, but it's also those other things too. Like, it's awesome. So I'm those are for me. Like, I could keep going on and on, but yeah, you because I have a few of your clips from different people, so it's like you I'm a fan.
Thank you're a candy fan. Thank you.
I'm a candy fan. I'm a
Welcome to
candy fan.
Candyland.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Everybody's favorite game.
Yes, for sure. It's a fun one too.
Candyland is hysterical. I don't know how I came up with it. And it's funny because people say, like when they want a session, I want a scissor session, or I want to be dominated by your muscles. I want to be in Candyland. And it's so funny because I have to patent that with the K.
Oh yeah. If you haven't, I would, because it's a great name. It's a great like trademark thing. Like,
Thank you.
it would really work. It would. So, and we gotta do this again. Like, we gotta meet in person off air, but we anytime we gotta I gotta have you back on, because
I had a blast.
You're fun. You're fun. So this is awesome. So for the amazing Candy Legs, I'm D-Rock. Thank you guys for listening. Yes.
Thank you guys for listening.
To After Hour Sessions, take care. All right.